This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, and manufacturers of engine water heaters for midgets, sprints, wingless, and all types of open-wheel dirt track cars. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Jack LeBrock.
Hi, I'm David Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert, and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Coming up on this episode of Inside Supercars.
One of those ones where the track surface changes so much. You've got some really grippy corners where he's resurfaced them, and then some corners that are just, you know, really old surface, sort of like Perth that we used to be
It's a privilege and an honour to, you know, go back there in one of the best touring car series in the world, in the supercars. And, you know, I'm excited. Taupo's pretty close to home. And
so sit back and enjoy as Inside Supercars starting now. Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, I'm at Phillip Island, and Will Brown is in the process of prepping himself for GT3 qualifying. He's down here driving an Audi again, and wanting to just find out from him preparation for Taupo next week.
Yeah, we headed over to Taupo last week, and just want to check the track out. So we're lucky enough to jump in an EDZ Tour over there, which is fairly similar pace to what we're racing, and learn the track. So it was big benefit heading over there, that's for sure.
Now, I've spoken to Quinny, and he's told me about how he's resurfaced, I think, 5 of the corners, but there are about 12 of them, so there are a few they didn't do.
Yeah, he's done about half of them, It's quite interesting. It's one of those ones where the track surface changes so much. You've got some really grippy corners where he's resurfaced them, and then some corners that are just, you know, really old surface, sort of like Perth that we used to be on, that'll really chew the tyres up. So it's going to be interesting setting the car up. Do you set it up for the low grip surface or the high grip? So, it'll be interesting.
Okay. Now, you just had a day drive, you and Brock?
Yeah, we just had one day over there, which was great.
Okay. All right. And obviously, still leading the points. Came out of Albert Park, and you had a couple of wins there, and a win up in Bathurst. So life's not too bad for you.
No, not at all. It's been a great start to the year. Obviously, changing teams was a massive thing on the off-season, and I wanted to repay them in a way of putting their faith in me. And also, you know, I'm young. I want to try win a championship. So to come out this strong at the start of the year, you know, the worst we've finished is second so far. It's been a pretty cool start to the year.
All right. Well, Will, I look forward to talking to you maybe next Friday after the first session on track and getting your opinion on the track and your car.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Will Brown for joining us on Inside Supercars. Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, I'm here at Phillip Island. We've just had the first of two GT3 races, and I'm with Jackson Evans. And while he had a great result, the team got a 1-2 in their new Ferraris. Very fabulous looking cars. You must have been delighted when you got that invitation.
Yeah, look, it's an exciting program to be part of, to have Ferrari back in Australia, and an Australian GT or Fanatec GT World Challenge is pretty exciting. So to have that invitation extended out to me was quite a surprise, actually, but an honour, and, you know, really happy to be here now and to secure a podium and a 1-2 finish on the first race of the season is, like, pretty epic. So, you know, really happy with that.
You've actually made your reputation internationally as a GT driver, so this is nothing new for you, but have you done any Ferrari drives before?
No, never driven a Ferrari before, so it's a brand new car. Obviously the team's learning it. We have some support engineers from the factory here, which is good, but as a driver, I've got some experience in GT and made my career overseas in those cars, but this is a completely different ball game, so really enjoying learning it and understanding what makes this thing go fast compared to the Porsche that I've been used to prior.
You also Aston Martin, have you done?
No Aston Martin, but I've driven a couple of others, the McLaren and the Audi. So,
all right. Well, the main reason I wanted to talk to you now was prepping for, in fact, Taupo, as Tim Miles said to me yesterday. I've been to Taupo, but I haven't been to this place, Taupo. You know, tell me about it. Anyway, you've obviously driven on the track, and you've driven it in New Zealand V8s.
I did a test in the New Zealand V8.
Okay, that was recently.
That was recently. That was my first time on track.
Yep.
So never raced there previously, but to go over there and test in something that is somewhat similar to what will be there in next weekend was, I think, very beneficial for myself to learn where the track goes and what it's gonna feel like.
Okay. Now the track has got a vast difference from the time when I was there, A1GP times. You didn't race in that era at all?
No, definitely not. I've definitely watched those races, but unfortunately was never part of that. A bit too young for that era of racing.
Yeah, yes, you are a bit too young for that. But anyway, but vastly experienced when it comes to all these sorts of things. So the track is both, five of the corners, I believe Tony Quinn told me, have been resurfaced. So there's quite a contrast between the new and the old.
Yes. That was probably the biggest shock that I think most of the drivers that have been over there and tested felt. You know, Tony's obviously done a good job of improving certain parts or a lot of the track and the circuit facilities, which is amazing to see. And, you know, I certainly think it's up to scratch for a supercars event. But like you said, only five of the corners have been resurfaced. So, you know, very high grip that we felt there. But then the rest of the surface, I think, is going to be, you know, quite difficult on tyres. It's certainly not going to offer the same levels of grip. But, you know, that's an added element and it could provide some pretty good racing.
As a New Zealander, it must be pretty exciting to go back, you know, because I kind of remember in 96 when 12 cars went over from the V8 series, as it was then. David Oxton, who I'm sure was probably a childhood hero of yours, David Oxton being so excited when we were at Pukekohe because professional racing back in New Zealand again.
Yeah.
And I'm going, they're just taxis, mate. Yeah. But David, you know, he, in his own inimitable style, just delighted to see it. And for somebody born in the country to be back there racing in a major series in the world, it must be really exciting for you.
Yeah, you summed it up perfectly. You know, it's a privilege and an honour to, you know, go back there in one of the best touring car series in the world, in the supercars. And, you know, I'm excited. Taupo is pretty close to home and I got some family there and was born not too far down the road. So, you know, I missed out on all those days of the guys racing at Pukekohe, which looked like a lot of fun and, you know, so good to see the Kiwis get behind their local drivers. So, you know, I'm excited to go there. I think it's not a home track advantage, but it will certainly feel like a home crowd advantage. And, you know, I'm just excited and hopefully I can perform not live up to the hype, but perform well in front of the local Kiwis.
I'm sure you will, and thanks, Jackson Evan, for joining us on Inside Supercars.
The Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. Views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panelists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited. Join in the conversation, post your thoughts on our Facebook page, and to ask a question, email insiders@sportradio.com.au.
This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, home of black TI, bolts, kingpins, studs and torsion stops. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.